Good afternoon, listeners. My name is Phil C. This is Corner Country, brought to you by allaussieradio.com.au, now syndicated to 97.7 Tasman FM, 87.6 Backwater Country. That's the famous 24/7 country channel. And have I got a program planned for you this afternoon, listeners? Got some very special guests on the show. Coming to you live today from the Wandilla Station at Yulo, Music in the Mulga 2024. And have I got a couple of sensational guests that are going to be on the program a little bit later on in the show, okay? This is the great Smokey Pete Dawson and his good buddy, Mr. Colin DeVries. Now, these two guys are co-writers responsible for songs like Stockroots of Australia, Visions of the Past, and also Pete Smokey Dawson's latest single, Touching Strings. So they're going to be on the program with us. We've also got Robbie Mortimer, a young star in the making, rising very, very quickly with more, almost about 40,000 listeners on Spotify alone each month. So you can imagine what sort of response this guy had when he came out here to Music in the Mulga. And he's going to be a guest on the show a little bit later on as well. And we're going to talk about his first album, which is called 200 Years Too Late, and of course his brand new single, number one single, and that is of course Blow Up the Speakers. Now, before we get any of that happening, I'm going to kick off the show with a good mate of mine. He got very, very sentimental singing this song last night because it means an awful lot to him. And this, of course, being the last year at Wandilla Station. It's one of my favourites by him. It's a number called Old Shoes, and the singer is Terry Clark.
With Colton Campbell down tonight, Brisbane to Sydney on a one-way flight. She's standing waving from the front door, saying, "Daddy, why you always gotta go?" I say, "I gotta go to work to pay the bills. Your mother tells me that you need new shoes. So I go away to work my days so I can buy all these things for you." She says, "But I'll wear my old shoes tomorrow. If you stay here, daddy, daddy, please, daddy, please don't go." Pulls up and blows his horn. And I try not to look back as I wave goodbye, but the tears roll down as I go. And all I hear is, "I'll wear my old shoes. Cab drops me at the airport.
don't know if it's right or wrong. So I pulled out my phone and I made that call. I called my little girl at home. Now all I hear is saying, I'll wear my old shoes tomorrow. If you stay, daddy, daddy, please, daddy, please don't go. I'll wear my old shoes tomorrow. Will you stay here, daddy, daddy, please don't go.
There you go, folks. That is Terry Clark, and what a sensational couple of days of music that man has brought to us here at Music in the Mulga. I'm going to play another track now. This one's by Adam Kilpatrick. Now, Adam is a legend out here at the Wandilla Station, Music in the Mulga, and without this man's talents, he runs pretty much everything out here. He MCs, he does raffles, and you know, he does auctions. He does absolutely everything. And he's also going to be next week at the Shearer Shindig in Thargaminda and doing a lot of great stuff out there as well for those people. But apart from all of that, he's also a very, very talented singer-songwriter. And this is one of my favourites of his. It's a number called Pink Flamingos. Adam Kilpatrick, folks.
Sometimes I'm a little too wild, I'm on the darker side of life. A few drinks to get things started, and I have that finish line inside. Just living day by day seems to get me past that line. I guess that I'm okay, I guess I'm doing fine. With a couple of beers and a couple of mates down at the local place, where time flies by. A few more drinks and I happen to see that the whole world's looking back at me. Then you walk past the window and I'm chasing pink flamingos. I've been known to do some crazy stuff. Well, that's all right. A couple of beers and a couple of mates, and I have that finish line inside. Every now and then I see the writing on the wall. Who knows if I'll sink or swim, but I'm ready for the fall. With a couple of beers and a couple of mates down at the local place, where time flies by. That the whole world's looking back at me. Then you walk past that window and I'm chasing pink flamingos. Every now and then I see the writing on the wall. Sink or swim, but I'm ready for the fall. With a couple of beers and a couple of mates down at the local place, where time flies by. A few more drinks and I happen to see that the whole world's looking back at me. Then you walk past the window and I'm chasing pink. With a couple of beers and a couple of mates down at the local place, where time flies by. And I happen to see that the whole world's looking back at me. Then you walk past the window and I'm chasing pink flamingos. Chasing pink flamingos. Chasing pink flamingos. Chasing pink flamingos. I'm chasing pink flamingos.
Adam Kilpatrick, folks, from his Modern Day Pirates album. This next one I'm going to throw at you is by Andy Abra. Now, also a guy who works out here tirelessly for the Music in the Mulga Festival here at the Wandilla Station. And if you listen closely to the words of this song, you're going to hear Pink Flamingos and Adam Kilpatrick mentioned in it as well. Okay, the song is called The Wandilla Fire. Andy Abra. Coming to you live from the Wandilla Station at Yulo, Music in the Mulga.
Every year when May comes, I'll put on new strings. I'll pull in the Dubbo and buy a few things. When I get out past Byro, I can feel the desire that can only be filled round the Wandilla fire. Polly and Reezy will sing us a tune. We'll all sing along to You Better Be Home Soon. Then there is Padre, he's the nicest of blokes. But when he gets on the booze, well, he bludges me smokes. He'll sing us a bush tune, he'll sing us some chat. And we'll all have a ball, there's good times to be had. When I get out past Byro, I can feel the desire that can only be filled round the Wandilla fire. Adam Kilpatrick, he's at it again, making folks change their undies. He's a comedian. He's still chasing flamingos. He's a true parrot head. There's been many a night when we're the last two to bed. He can short you the fat. Yeah, he's a really good egg. Last year he made it out here and he played on one leg. There's the Wandilla jukebox. Keith Dunn is his name. Playing long sets, singing high, well, that's his game. Sometimes I wonder how he hits those high notes when the pair in his trousers are the size of tugboats. Then there's George Zender strumming on his mando. If your song needs a lead break, well, he'll give it a go. When I get out past Byron, I can feel the desire can only be filled round the Wandilla fire. Bushy and smoky, well, they fit in real well. There's some slim songs to sing and some yarns left to tell. Then there's the sideys, some tidy, some not. But one thing's for sure, well, I sure love you lot. Saturday is great, we'll plug in and get loud. Singing songs round this fire, it's what makes me proud. Every year when May comes, I'll put on new strings. I'll pull in a Dubbo and buy a few things. When I get out past Byro, I can feel the desire can only be filled round the Wandilla fire.
Oh, there we go, folks. That is Andy Abra's Wandilla Fire, and that is probably the most iconic song that's been ever written out here, okay? And there's been a lot of songs written out here, and that one, of course, I think is very memorable to this fabulous place. And sadly, the Music in the Mulga will no longer be held here. As of next year, it is going to be at Thargaminda. So, Andy, you're going to have to write a song now, and it's going to have to be called The Thargaminda Fire, I think. All right, I'm going to play you one more track, and then I'm going to have the first of our guests on the program. We've got Pete Smokey Dawson and Cold Freeze, and they're going to be on straight after this track, folks. This is a big favourite of mine, Kerry Kennedy, another fabulous country singer, and this is his third year out here. He's absolutely become part of the furniture. I love the man to death. He's such a nice guy, and he's such a fabulous songwriter. This particular one is a number called Big Rigs. Straight after this, folks, we've got Pete Dawson and Cold Freeze.
He drives the big rigs. She keeps the home fires burning. Inside the yearning keeps both the love alive. One day children and a yard and swings for play. Maybe one day keeps both their love alive. And every day seems to get much longer. A photograph don't quite replace his touch. And every time she sees a newborn baby, a photograph and his memories not quite enough. It's over a month now, but he's gotta take this load. It's just on up the road. I'll be back home in a day. He kisses her forehead as the tears roll down her face onto the lace of the dress she bought today. And every day seems to get much longer. Don't quite replace his touch. And every time she sees a newborn baby, a photograph and his memories not quite enough.
G'day, listeners. Phil C here. We are at Wandilla Station for Music in the Mulga, and I'm chatting with a very fine musician, singer-songwriter, and also a bush poet, Mr. Pete Smoky Dawson and Cole DeFreeze. How you going, lads?
Really good,
mate. Yeah, we're going great, mate. Having a ball out here.
Boys, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me this morning. You had a late night last night singing around the campfire, Pete. What do you reckon?
Had a lot of fun around the campfire. It's always a great time around the campfire. The music seems to flow a little bit till the midnight hour and sometimes beyond, Phil. So I did get to bed before 1 o'clock last night.
Fantastic. Good on you, lads. Now, the reason why I've stopped you this morning is I want to talk about a couple of songs that you boys have done a collaboration on.
Yep.
Now, first song I'm really interested in is a number called Stock Roots of Australia, Visions of the Past. Cole, you want to tell us a bit about that?
Sure, mate. A good mate of mine, John Davis, he's a retired stockman, drover, station manager, and bush poet. He writes some absolutely brilliant poetry. Anyway, he wrote one called Visions of the Past, and I really liked it. And it's actually a true story. He was travelling with his good wife, Ruth, and they pulled up to stay overnight at the Sandy Creek Bore, out back of Burke somewhere, and the old drovers camped there, and it was totally dilapidated. And he looked around, and then they stayed the night, and as the lights changed, as the sun went down and everything, he had a vision of days gone by and what it was like there. And because he's actually, he was a drover through that area at some stage, and, you know, he just remembered it all. And he mentioned in his poem quite a few people, and they're all drovers and stockmen, and he knew each one of these people personally. And he, I loved it. And I said to him, John, any chance we can have a crack at making that into a song? He says, yeah, mate, no. He says, I'd like that. He said, give it a go and see what you come up with. So I went home and I wrote the chorus about the stock roots. And I took it back to him and he loved it. And he's got a great saying. And I borrow it off him, but I always give him credit. We don't write them to hide them. So he's more than pleased that Smoky Pete come on board with the music and we trimmed a couple of words here and there after I'd already been through and trimmed it, because big poem, it's far too long for a song. But you sort of have to trim it but not lose the content.
Okay.
And I think we've done a really good job, and John's really proud of it. And we even won a Brumby Award with it, Pete.
We won an award with it, yeah. How about that?
So, Pete, how difficult was it for you to put music to it? Because you've already got the story. Now you've got to create the music. How difficult was that?
Well, music has a feeling to it, Phil.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we have to try and encapsulate that feeling. And it's a ghostly feeling. Now, how do you find music with that? So you draw it out a little bit and you find a few of those chords that will give it the blues or that darker sort of sound. And I wouldn't say I'm the best guitarist in the world, but we found a good tune for it. And then we take that idea into the studio. And once we get in the studio, the music seems to pull itself together. So words have sounds, and all those little sounds in words are actually notation of music. So we found a sound, and we got a great sound, and it's an incredible story based on a real true event, written by an incredible poet, John, and touched up by Col and me to make a wonderful song that we call Stock Roots of Australia, Visions of the Past.
It's a fantastic song, and you guys have been friends for a long time, is that
right,
boys?
A long time, yeah, about 30-odd years.
Yeah,
so it seemed, I guess, obvious that 30 years of friendship, you've got the poem, Cole. Pete, you got the music smarts, and you've turned it into a brilliant song.
We've had great opportunity with music, and I guess there's more to come in the future too, Phil.
Yes.
But me and Cole, we don't live too far away from each other, so he has a motorbike going past us.
That's
right.
Right.
Now. There you go. You can tell we're in the country, boys.
We are live at Wandilla.
There's two motorbikes. That's what country boys do. But anyway, we got together and we wrote another song too, Phil. So
just before we enter into the other song,
yes, mate.
There's a bit more to this story.
Okay.
Music's a great medicine, and John, he's getting on a fair bit. He's in his mid 80s, and he got knocked over by a car.
Okay.
And he ended up in hospital, and we thought we were going to lose him, but the song made it to a chart. And then it got picked up by a radio station in Nashville. And each time something happened, I rang him up, and he said that worked better than any medicine. He said he was wrapped.
He sparked him back up.
Yeah.
And we've still got him. How old is John now?
I think he's 85.
85.
Yeah. But he's, and still a brilliant poet. Like, he's unbelievable. The stuff he writes is gold.
Well, it's a brilliant poem. And you've turned it into a brilliant song. So we're going to put it on right now, boys. What do you think?
That'd be great.
That's awesome.
Stick around, listeners. We're going to put that song on for you right now. It's called Stock Roots of Australia, Visions of the Past. And we're going to be back with more of Pete Smokey Dawson and Cole DeFries straight after that, folks.
No longer work stands useless above the land. The tanks and troughs are all dry, rusted, full of sand. Fences are all broken, lay rotten on the ground. The roof is gone from the keeper's hut, silence all around. The pipe was broken by the rattle of iron as the wind began to blow, and the only other sound was the cry of the passing crow. Many years have come and gone since you drove the past this way. This camp was abandoned long ago, a relic of a bygone day. Stock roots of Australia and stockmen of the past. They may have all come and gone, but the legends, they will last. Times were hard and men were tough, strong on the stock roots of Australia is where they steal from. When day was done and the sun went down and the moon and stars shone bright, I believe I saw them ride again through the shadows of the night, as a ghostly vision of drover and mob drifted across the plains. I fancy I heard the horse bell ring, rattle of the hobble chains. The mill was pumping water again, the troughs were full to the brim. Claude Kidman arrived with 1,000 head and turned the leaders in. I thought I saw a flicker of flame where the drover's cook made can, and I listened to hear a night watch song, a night horse steady tramp. Stock roots of Australia and stockmen of the past. They may have all come and gone, but the legends, they will last. Times were hard and men were tough, women, they were strong. On the stock roots of Australia is where they still belong.
Claude Kidman, Bert Johnson, Les Gunn, old roads that have faded away. Ruth Stevenson, Snyder Brown, Len Simpson. Men from another time. Good men, first class roads. Each one a stockman sublime.
The visions of the past soon faded, and I slept right through the night. When I awoke, the ghosts were gone, and it was broad daylight. Were those visions real? I saw those drovers that had their day. Nothing had changed. I packed up camp and continued on my way. The fences were still on the ground, the tanks and troughs still dry, with the mill still broken and useless, a silhouette against the sky. And I realized the droving plants, drovers and their regalia, have disappeared through the mist of time, with the stock roots of Australia.
Prince of Australia and Stockman of the past. They may have all come and gone, but the legends, they will last. Times were hard and men were tough, and women, they were strong. On the Stockroots of Australia is where they still belong. Yeah, the Stockroots of Australia is where they will live on. The windmill that no longer works, a broken silhouette upon the land.
Well, there you go, listeners. I hope you really enjoyed that song, because now we're going to be talking to both these two fabulous guys about their latest collaboration, which is their latest single, your latest single,
yeah,
Pete.
Yeah, my latest single on my new album, which we titled the album Touching Strings.
Right.
So Touching Strings is an incredible little story, because me and Cole have been mates for quite a while, and Cole said to me one day, he said, "Hey, Pete," he goes, "do you ever remember the first time you touched the strings on a guitar?" And I said, "Yes, I do." And he goes, "Well, that'd make a pretty good song, wouldn't it?" Anyway, so we thought, well...
we'll get together.
We could do this.
Yeah.
We'll get together and...
a few liquid refreshments?
Well, it was a few. It was actually, we got our carton of beer.
Okay.
And the story has to be told that... Cole said to his darling wife, "Darling, I want to go over to Pete's place and we have a go at writing this song." And she said, "Well, I'll tell you, darling, if you ring me before midnight, I'll come and pick you up."
Yeah, she said,
if I'm not ready
by midnight, I'm staying the night.
Okay.
And it's 10 to 12, I rang her. And true to her word, as she always is.
Picked you up.
Picked me up, yeah. In her jammies and everything, she wasn't getting out of the car, and she picked me up, and she said, "I'll never make that mistake again." She said, "I've got you this time, but it's not going to be midnight next time."
So you had it done in virtually one night.
We got it done in one night, and it was an incredible little moment, because it was something that we'd both been passionate about, is the guitar, and Cole himself was just starting to pick up a guitar and play a few chords. And I'd been playing for a little while now, and I do remember my first time touching strings. I was only a little kid. I was 5 years of age when they bought me a red guitar.
Yes.
And my sister and my brother actually brought it home from Rockhampton back to Tamworth. And as a kid, I was so excited. I'd had it for a day or two, but I had it laying on the floor near my bed. And I was jumping up and down on my bed. And I actually jumped straight off the bed and straight through the middle of it.
Oh, no.
Broke it clean, put a hole right in the middle. Never got another guitar until my wife bought me the guitar I still play today for my second wedding anniversary. So that's 38 years I've been playing that old guitar.
Fantastic.
But, Phil, the song Touching Strings, it's a bit of a joy song. It brings you back to a different time, and it... Well, Cole, you say something about it. Right?
Yeah, well, it's a good story about people chasing the city life and thinking that it's going to be better and the grass is greener on the other side. Well, it ain't. And he comes home after being in the city, and he walks in. The first thing he sees is his old guitar leaning up against the wall, and he picks it up, and is picking up this old guitar is like shaking hand with a long-lost friend. Kind of you that, the kind that
you haven't seen,
for years, but the friendship never ends.
Friendship never ends, and that's what a guitar does to you. You pick it up, and even, I guess they say the old expression, like, you never forget how to ride a bike. But once you pick up a guitar, you want to pick one up again. You want to get back on and play again. So for all those listeners out there that haven't picked up a guitar, think about it. Go touch the strings on a guitar and see if it talks to you.
And just hold it there while you... doesn't matter how young your grandkids are or your kids.
Yeah.
Just let them strum it. Let them have a feel. Let them touch those strings, you know. It's beautiful.
Fabulous song it is.
Mate,
we've been playing a bit of it, and I wanted to get the backstory to it. Thank you so much for your time, boys.
Thank you.
Our pleasure, mate. Anytime.
Yeah. So there we go, listeners. That's the two men responsible for that fabulous new song for Pete Smokey Dawson. It's a number called Touching Strings, and it was also the collaboration of Cole DeVries. We're going to put that on right now, listeners. Thank you so much for your time, boys.
Thanks, Scott.
Pleasure, mate. Any time at all. Cheers.
We'll be back with more of Corner Country straight after Pete's brand new single from the EP of the same name title, Touching Strings.
I walked in like I'm drifting back in time. Picked up my old guitar and it nearly blew my mind. Memories of the years gone by, always rolling on. I remember touching strings when I was young. I've been living in the city, a white collar suit and tie. Living in the big smoke, barely getting by. Never really happy, how could I be so wrong? I remember touching strings when I was young. This old guitar was passed down in time. It's a part of family history, it's mine. This old guitar's a good old friend to me. I pick up my old six string and I feel free. I walk in like I'm drifting back in time. Picked up my old guitar, it nearly blew my mind. Memories of the years gone by, always rolling on. I remember touching strings when I was young. Yeah, picking up this old guitar's like shaking hands with a long-lost friend. The kind you do not see for years, but the friendship never ends. I sure am glad my city days are done. I remember touching strings when I was young. Sure do. I'm drifting back in time. Picked up my old guitar, it nearly blew my mind. Memories of the years gone by, always rolling on. I remember touching strings when I was young. Yeah, I remember touching strings when I was young. I walk in like I'm drifting back in time.
Oh, there you go, folks. That is Pete Smokey Dawson from his brand new album, Touching Strings, and the single of the same name title. I'm going to play you a track now by Beck Hance. Absolutely love Beck's work, okay? And straight after this one, I'm going to get up our next special guest, which is Robbie Mortimer. And what a sensational act he was last night on the big stage with the band. And again this morning, up close and personal on the smaller stage, and had the pleasure of having him on the program, and he's going to be coming up straight after this track now by Becky Hance. It's a number called Are You a Mate? She sure is, folks.
Do you say g'day? Or do you say hi? Do you shake hands or do a high five? Can you sing to me true blue or you're buried in a rhythm and blues? Are you a mate? Are you a mate? And are you a bloke or are you a guy? Do you have to bob or do you have a dime? Do you love the ABC or you'd rather MTV? Are you a mate? Now tell me, are you a mate? This is not about the world. This is not that you're really a mate. get stuck. Will you come in a ute or a pickup truck? Are you the face of the outback or the cover of Rolling Stone? Are you a mate? Are you a mate? Now's not the time to be bought and sold. Is it stars and stripes or green and gold? I think it's time to raise the bar. Have you forgotten who you are? It's not too late. Are you a mate? This is not about the world. This is not. You're a mate. Are you a mate?
Oh, g'day listeners, Phil C here. This is Corner Country coming to you from allaussieradio.com.au, now syndicated to 97.7 Tasman FM and 87.6 Backwater Country, 24/7 Country Channel. I am at Music in the Mulga on the Wandilla station at Yulo, and a very special guest has joined us in our mobile studio today, Mr. Robbie Mortimer. How you going?
I'm great, mate. Thanks very much for having me. I appreciate it. It's wonderful to be out in this beautiful part of the world, so happy, very happy.
Mate, you played last night, and you kicked some butt out there last night, my man. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, great, mate. I'm really happy with the band and how things are going, and just enjoying this journey. It's honestly music is medicine, and it's the best thing in the world, and I get to, you know, share it with fans that become friends, and out on the road, and my guitar takes me to some pretty beautiful parts of the world. So full of gratitude. We loved our show last night. We were pretty loud and obnoxious country music, and that's the kind of way we want to be. But we loved it. We loved it. And I think, you know, the crowd really got into it too, which is all we care about.
Absolutely. The crowd got into it, mate. There was a lot of dust flying around last night, I've got to tell you.
So
you
made a bit in the lungs this morning, that's for sure.
You made an impression. And you got around the Wandilla fire at the end of it afterwards?
Yeah, we that's all part of, I think, well, I grew up doing that. You know, I grew up around the fire, and that's how I learned to love country music, was literally what happened last night. So yes. A little bit of a throwback of my younger years and how I got into music with my family and was around the campfire listening to John Williamson and all those, you know, people that we are, that, you know, I aspired to listen to their stories, and so it was beautiful last night. It was very much a highlight of the festival for me.
And a highlight of the festival for a lot of the punters that were out there too, because to see you out there around the fire and mingling with your supporters and fans, that would have been great for them, for sure.
Yeah, I don't have a job without the fans. So, I think some people get a bit surprised that, you know, you get out and mingle with, but, you know, for me, this is my job. This is what I love doing. And, as I said, I don't have a job without the fans. So, you know, why not make it a great experience for everyone?
Fantastic. So you started with you started as a young fella sitting around the fire. Johnny Williamson was one of your inspirations. Yeah, any definitely. Other? Because obviously you're not going to do anything like Johnny Williamson.
Yeah.
So where does this side of your music come from? Because it's not the standard balladeering like Johnny Williamson.
Yeah. Well, I always appreciated the storytelling in that, but I think it's funny because it wasn't just country music for me. I'm very much influenced by, In Excess and Robbie Williams and Matchbox 20 and, you know, I guess those kind of rocky sounds. I really loved the sounds, and then I had the voice to kind of, I guess, push it out there. So, I've been trying to find a good mixture and a good balance of of, you know, that that kind of country rock sound, but also I love telling a story and connecting to, you know, doing the few of the ballads as well. So it's just figuring out, you know, how much of everything I can put out and how often. So, yeah, I've had a lot of influences in my time, but, you know, I continue to evolve, I think, with that as well, which is great. I'm not just, you know, straight black and white. You know, this is what you see is what you get. I like to try and vary things a little bit when I can.
How do you think some of the older, because this is a lot of older people here, yeah. How do you think they responded to it? Because they're used to the Johnny Williamson style or yeah. The Dean Parrott's on a little bit later on this evening, Kerry Kennedy. You're not anything like those. You're a much younger guy. Your music's a lot different. How do you think they enjoyed it?
Yeah, it's always something, if I'm honest, I think doing cover gigs and all those kind of things for a long time, you always kind of get nervous and you're reading the crowd and you feel like a bit of a crowd pleaser. But now I think I've got a set where, and I'm very confident with our set, and we know that we've got a working formula. And, you know, and I think when people see that I'm very genuine about it, you know, I'm not just, you know, for lack of a better word, blowing the speakers. And, you know, I'm not just you know, just I guess getting on and doing my set and going off and drinking and, you know, this and that. I think when people realise how much it actually means to me, it comes across a lot more genuine. So it's been able to help me kind of win over a very kind of diverse crowd, which is
fantastic.
Great. So, yeah, I, you know, we had some really great feedback this morning from people and, you know, music makes people happy. So, yeah, so as I said, I get to do that. It's my job. It's amazing.
So before we talk about Blow Up Your Speakers, because that's your latest single, and that's gone number one for you. So yeah. You must feel so proud about that. Tell us about this first album that you got out, 200 Years Too Late.
Yeah, so that title is influenced very much by Jimmy Buffett and he, you know, his storytelling and his lifestyle. This is a storytelling album. It's the first song leads into the second song, which, you know, pays homage to the third and fourth, and, you know, so it's very much an album that, you know, I encourage you to listen to it from start to finish, and you'll kind of see some themes and some. It's a little bit like a movie, that album, you know, and I did that on purpose. You know, there's a bit of you know, heartbreak in there. There's a bit of love. There's you know, it's a storytelling album, and I'm very proud of that. It's a different place than where I am now musically, but it's something I'm very proud of for my journey. I wouldn't be where I am without my album 200 Years Too Late, and yeah, it's made me a better songwriter and a better person too, having something like that out there.
Have you got a favourite on this? Because I'm going to put one on off this.
Yeah.
Have you got a favourite from that? And then we'll come back and talk about Blow Up the Speakers.
Yeah, I love Dashboard Drummer. It's just a fun summer love song, and it's you can't help but move and feel happy when listening to that song, Dashboard Drummers. And it's definitely kind of been the hit song off that. But yeah, I that would probably be my pick, and then maybe a close second would be Chase the Sun. So yeah.
Okay. Well, we're going to put this on right now.
Awesome.
And stick around, listeners, because we're going to be back with more of Robbie Mortimer straight after Dashboard Drummer.
Taking you by surprise, and when she doesn't get her way, she just rolls her eyes. I have to look away so that I don't stare at her knee-high boots and her pretty blonde hair. We do sound as we welcome the summer. You got your red dress on, be my dashboard drama. As the radio is playing our favorite song, we can see. She loves something with her hairbrush microphone. She sings along, and with a summer storm, well, she gets scared. But then she's dancing in the kitchen in her underwear, singing songs like, whoa. Sing it all night long. Yeah.
day's over. Cause we gon' live this life till we're old and gray. Sing the summer song with me and it goes like, whoa.
There you go, people. There is Dashboard Drummer from 200 Years Later. Now, let's talk about, because when did you bring this album out before we move on to your latest one?
2021. Yep. That came out in November 21. And then, yeah, did what it kind of needed to do for me. And then I went and locked myself away for a couple of years. And I just wrote and I wrote and I wrote and I wrote as many songs as I could. You know, some are horrible and some will never, most will never see the light of day. But it just helped me kind of, you know, that dirty tap analogy they say, you know, you just got to, eventually clear water will come if you keep writing. So, yeah, it's been a wonderful journey from that to you know, launching this kind of new style of Robbie Mortimer. And, you know, and the first song, you know, kind of just reaching number one on the Tamworth 88.9 charts with the iHeartRadio there on Friday on the way out here. So that was really special. I got a text message and, yeah, it's been great.
Fantastic. So Blow Up Your Speakers. Now, that doesn't sound like a country song, does it? It's more like something you'd expect to hear from AC/DC.
Yeah. Well, it's got a little bit of inspiration from all that stuff, to be honest. So, yeah, it's a mission statement, this song. It's basically, you know, in terms of the storytelling of it, it's, you know, when you find something you love so much, live it unapologetically. You know, don't worry what anyone else says. You do, if you find what you love, then do it and live it as loud as you can. And that's what this song kind of pays homage to, you know, living it as loud as you can. And in my life, it's been music. So, you know, sort of turn it up loud and blow the speakers, you know, and I encourage everyone to kind of do that, whatever it is, you know, for me, it's music. If it's anything for anyone else, you know, do it unapologetically. We only get one life. So this is what this mission statement kind of is for me.
Fair enough. Well, before we put that song on, what have you got coming up?
Yeah, I've got some pretty exciting thing. I've just signed with the PBR doing the halftime show, so the professional bull riding circuit. So yes. I'm doing their halftime shows at the arenas this year in a couple of the big arenas, which is amazing. I'm really excited for that. It's a great opportunity to get me in front of some people and then just writing, and I've got a lot more songs, plenty of songs coming out this year and into the next. I'll probably lead into another album and just kind of getting out and meeting some people that are, you know, happily coming along for the journey with me. So that's been the exciting thing.
So what do you think you prefer, being out in the red dust or being in an arena or being in an enclosed venue? What is it for you that
Mate,
makes you?
To be honest, it doesn't matter if it's if there's one person out the front or, you know, or 10,000. For me, it's the feeling I get on stage doesn't change for me. It's you know, I love red dirt country. I absolutely love red dirt country. We come out to the bushes every chance we get. You know, being a country boy myself and you know, understanding and appreciating how much music means to people out here. So, you know, but then, you know, I've done some arena shows and done some of the enclosed venues and some of the outdoor music festivals and stuff like that. And they all give me the exact same feeling, which is, absolute euphoria. So yeah, I don't really have a preference as long as there's a guitar in my hand and a beer in the other.
Would you prefer to be doing solo stuff or would you rather be in the band scenario like last night?
Yeah, I love the band stuff. Just, I feel like I'm up there with three of my best mates. I can bounce off each other. It helps me sing kind of upbeat, anthemic country music, which I love. And But, you know, this morning was a really special thing for me to just to kind of get up and solo and tell my story too. You know, it's a platform where I can tell my story, so.
Up close and personal.
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. So I think they both have a place, and I'm very proud of that, which is great.
Good on you. Mate, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us. Absolute pleasure seeing you last night, and I caught a little bit of it this morning, and I thought, I've got to get you on the program.
Thanks, Phil, mate. I appreciate the support. It's been lovely to have a chat to you and you know, meet some wonderful people out here. It's I said I've got the best job in the world.
Fantastic. Stick around, folks. We're going to be back with more of Corner Country straight after Robbie Mortimer's number one single, Blow Up Your Speakers. Thanks, Robbie.
Thanks, mate. Thanks for having me.
On my birthday, I was dreaming rock and roll. Standing on the table, only 5 years old. Singing songs, don't know the meaning. Got addicted to the feeling. Yeah, those memories turn to stories for when we grow. That old Ford with its torn up final bench seat and two dents in the door. Yeah, I would drive into the city playing songs from Keith to Whitley. Yeah, the speakers played the soundtrack for when we grew up.
Folks, that is Robbie Mortimer, and that is exactly what he did last night. Not literally, of course, but performing live here last night at the Wandilla Station, and then again today, up close and personal. What a fabulous guy, and a great song. Number one hit for him, Robbie Mortimer, a huge star on the rise, folks. Oh, well, there you go, folks. That is our program for the afternoon, and I do hope you've enjoyed the music that I've been bringing to you this afternoon, as well as those three very special guests, Pete Smokey Dawson and Cole Freeze, responsible for Stock Roots of Australia, Visions of the Past, and also Pete Smokey Dawson's latest single, Touching Strings, as well as, of course, don't forget Mr. Robbie Mortimer, a huge star on the rising, and grabbed him as soon as he came off stage, virtually, and after he'd sold a little bit of merch and did a few meets and greets, and thank you so much, Rob, for being part of our program this afternoon. Listeners, we will be coming to you live next week from Thargaminda. Yep, we are going to the Shearer's Shindig. Now, I've never, ever been to a Shearer's Shindig before. I think this is going to be a sensational event for us, and I do hope you join us out there next Saturday and Sunday, okay, folks? So until next week, yes, it's come to that part in the show where I have to hang up the headphones, put the horse in the stable, kick back on my porch with a beer and a jack, or in this situation, kick back with a beer at the Wandilla Station at Yulo. So until next week, folks,
Yee-ha! I'm going to see you somewhere around Corner Country.